Alhamdulillah, salat wa salam ala Rasulillah. Last night we completed the 19th juz, and in the 19th juz we complete Surah Al-Furqan, Surah Al-Shu'ara, and we started Surah Al-Naml. At the end of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, meaning the slaves of the Rahman, slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many qualities are mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions within those qualities, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, that they don't kill anybody, they don't murder people without a right. And the right is, of course, if somebody murders somebody, then through the legal system, the legal Islamic system, then the person is, you know, executed or forgiven by the descendants of the deceased. So وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and they don't commit zina, they don't commit adultery or fornication. And then after that Allah says وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا, that a person who engages in zina, he is done a major sin, and his sin will be multiplied, and he will be put into disgrace because of this sin. He's going to be put into Jahannam and he's going to be disgraced. Now, of course, very strict and severe words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but always we should keep the balance of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always does that. If Allah is talking about punishment in one ayah, He will talk about forgiveness in the next ayah. And that's exactly what the next ayah talks about. And we should think about what tawbah is. Tawbah is seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for our sins. And in the future, a person intends never to go back to that sin again. So Allah says that a person, in this case, if he does tawbah, not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, but Allah will change all of his sayyi'at, meaning his bad deeds, into hasanat. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَأَعْمِلَ صَالِحًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, except for a person who makes tawbah and he does good deeds, then for such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their sayyi'at, change their bad deeds into hasanat. A bonus above and beyond what a person could expect. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, but those bad deeds are turned into good deeds. Is there anybody more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For sins like zina, major sins, if a person truly repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are no limits to his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving, but he wants us to take the step forward and ask for forgiveness and be sincere in our repentance. He will give us forgiveness, and this is the month of forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. So this is towards the end of Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Shu'ara, it talks about again the various prophets, Nuh alayhi salam, and then Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, basically going through all of them, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam before that, and going into what they did and the qualities of their people and the things that their people used to be proud of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them that this expertise that has been given to you and this blessing that has been given to you, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should turn to Him and ask and basically worship Him, and don't become arrogant because of these blessings that have been given to you. These blessings have been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the prophets were sent to them, and the people that rejected their prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them time and again. And again, the purpose of us reading those stories is to make us understand that any person who is involved in that type of thing, in that type of sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a blessing. He should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should not be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he can be punished just like the previous nations were punished. Surah An-Naml, it talks about the ant. Why does this surah talk about an ant? It's mentioned that Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, particularly Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was given the ability to understand the language of animals. This is something unique. Nobody has been given this quality before, and nobody has been given this knowledge since, and he could understand everything that the animals could even speak. Once, while all of his army and his jinns and everything were gathered, he was walking towards a place and he heard an ant telling his people, telling his subordinates, that Ya ayyuhan naml, udkhulu masakinakum. O ants, enter into your holes. La yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junudu wa hum la yash'urun. Sulaiman alayhi salam and his armies, they might crush you while they don't realize, so get into your holes so that you can be protected. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this ant talking and warning his people, he started laughing and he became happy and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that were given to him. But why this ant? This ant is telling its people to protect themselves. What is the big deal? What is the moral behind the story? And what can we derive from the story? What can we understand from the story? The story is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated the action of this ant so much of protecting his people that until the Day of Judgment, he has been mentioned in the Quran. This ant has been mentioned in the Quran and we read about it and we marvel at this ant that tried to save its own people. What about those people who make an effort to save other people? What about those people who make an effort to give da'wah to people who are headed towards destruction and towards the hellfire, and he tries to warn them and tell them what is right and wrong and guides them towards the right path? How much will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate that person? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated the action of an ant so much, then how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate a human being who tries to strive and saves hundreds and thousands and millions of people from the hellfire by giving them da'wah? Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Al-Hudhud. Straight after that, the Hudhud, a hoopoe bird, which Sulaiman was seeing that it was missing, and he asked about where is this bird, and then when the bird appeared, he said, yes, I went to a place called Saba, and I saw people there, they were doing wrong things, and they were worshipping the sun instead of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, the mention of a bird who went and saw people doing wrong things, and then Sulaiman alayhi salam, he took action against that and called them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guided them towards the right path. But again, initially the action of a bird, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated so much that he mentioned in the Quran. So we should always appreciate the ulama, the scholars, the du'at, the people who give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who are constantly engaged in da'wah and inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always be appreciative of their efforts, because these are the people who are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people whose efforts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates so much. And not only that, we should try to do ourselves as much da'wah as possible within our means, within our knowledge, with al-hikmah and al-mu'idhatul hasanah that was mentioned a few days ago in these khatiras. We should also engage in da'wah as much as possible so that we could be included in this category of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and appreciates so much. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.